This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For God is great, and He's so greatly to be praised. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious and most wonderful Father, we give you all the glory and honor which is due your name. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough to say thank you. God, you kept us from dangers seen and from dangers unseen. And for that, we just want to glorify your name. Now, God, we ask that you will have thine own way, O God. Continue to feed us with your wisdom, knowledge, and revelation, but most of all, understanding of your word. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Romans, the 12th chapter and the 6th verse? That's Romans 12 and 6. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, in His grace, God has given different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And today's topic is, use the gift that God has given you. Use the gift that God has given you. Romans 12 and 6 discusses spiritual gifts. It highlights that believers have different gifts that God has given them by His grace. The verse encourages using these gifts, specifically mentioning prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhortation, giving, leading, and showing mercy. It emphasizes that these gifts should be used according to the measure of faith given to each individual and for the common good of the church. Each gift that is given to the believer supposed to edify the body of Christ. But here's a more detailed breakdown. You see, spiritual gifts, which is mentioned in Romans 12, 6 through 8, it lists several of them, including prophecy, ministry or service, teaching, exhortation, giving, leading, and mercy. We are not supposed to withhold our gifts. And it's also, we have grace and diversity. The passage emphasizes that these gifts are given by God's grace and that believers have different gifts. Everybody do not have the same gift. Everybody have a different gift, reflecting the diversity within the body of Christ. Your gift may be singing. My gift may be writing. But if I'm functioning in the gift of singing, which God hasn't called me to do, guess what? I'm going to be shipwrecked. It's not going anywhere. Why? Because God has not given me that gift. Using your gifts, this verse also encourages the believers to use the specific gifts for the benefit of the church. Do not sit on your gift. Whatever God gave you, use your gift to glorify him. And let's look at the phrase in proportion to our faith. This suggests that the use of each gift should be guided by the believer's faith and understanding. My God. God has gave me the gift of prophecy. And in order for me to understand the gift of prophecy, I have to pray, fast, read materials. But look out. I have to allow someone to impart in my life. I have to have a mentor to guide me. God has to place someone in my life to hold me accountable, to watch over me, to pray for me. Come on here, somebody. Because let me tell you something. Not all gifts are the same. And that means that not everyone has the same gift. And that's perfectly acceptable. But the gifts are meant to complement each other. Whatever gift you have, you're supposed to help that person. Say, for instance, if I have a gift, which I do in writing, and if this person has a gift in writing but don't know where to start, guess what? God is going to use me to help that person to tell him or her where to begin. And your gift is also for the common good. The purpose of spiritual gifts is to build up and edify the church, just like we said before. Not for the individual, look out, not for you to gain glory. Oftentimes, people would say, oh, you preached the word well, or you sung that song. And the first thing I say, to God be the glory, because I don't want to take his glory, because I'm just a vessel that's being used by him. Spiritual gifts and natural talents, while they both are blessings from God, differ in their origin and purpose. You see, natural talents are inherited abilities potentially developed through training, experience, while spiritual gifts are supernatural abilities bestowed by the Holy Spirit upon believers for the purpose of building up the church, here we go, and glorifying God. But here's a more detailed breakdown of the natural talents. Your origin, it is inherited and it is developed through natural means, environment, just like I said, and training, or from generation to generation. The nature of the ability, it can be used for a purpose. It can be used for worldly pursuits. We are talking about the natural talents. It can be used for personal gain. For example, musical ability, athleticism, artistic skills, communication, etc. But look, the spiritual gifts. Okay, we are comparing these. The origin of a spiritual gift is supernatural empowerment given by the Holy Spirit to believers. Anybody can sing. Mm-hmm. But it takes the anointing, on that person to sing the song, to destroy the yokes. Mm-hmm. To destroy the yoke of bondage. So we're going to look at the nature of the spiritual gifts. As we said before, it is to edify and grow the body of Christ, as well as glorifying God. And some examples, we have already named some examples: healing, prophecy, teaching, wisdom, discernment, tongues, according to several passages in the New Testament. But let me tell you what the key differences is. The source of the natural talents are from God through creation and development, while spiritual gifts are from the Holy Spirit. The purpose of the natural talents can be used for various reasons, but the spiritual are specifically for for building up the church and glorifying God, as we said. You have to be available to be used by God. God is not going to force a gift on you. God is not going to make you use your gift that he has put inside of you. When spiritual gifts are not used, they can become weakened. They can become neglected or even misdirected. The intended purpose for these gifts, which is for the common good, we have to know that it is sent by God. And the spiritual gifts cannot be hindered. Furthermore, listen to the Holy Ghost well. Neglecting these gifts can lead to personal spiritual stagnation and a failure to fulfill God's intended purpose for your life. Some of you have gifts and you're sitting on them because you're scared of what somebody else may say. Are you fearful to get in front of people and to do what God has called you to do? Some of you are sitting on these gifts that, they are about to be aborted because you feel like you're not worthy of the gift that God has planted into you. You feel like, God, I can't do it. You're right, you can't do it. It is the empowerment of the Holy Spirit that is within you that will allow the spiritual gift to flow. The consequences of not using your spiritual gift are you will get stagnant, you will get weakened, you will hinder your spiritual growth, you will miss opportunities to serve others, to build up the church, but most of all, you will miss the opportunity to glorify God. But the potential of misusing the gift, you see some gifts that are not used in the way that God intended it can be misused or misdirected, potentially leading to negative consequences. Oh, my God. And it's a big disappointment to the giver. You have disappointed God because you refuse to use the spiritual gift that God has given to you. God has given each believer spiritual gifts, and neglecting them can be seen as a disappointment to him. Oh, my God. Oh, Mother Diosha. You don't have to have a great gift for God to use you in a great way. Do you know what took David to the throne? It wasn't his leadership skills. It wasn't his ability to write music. It wasn't his personality or his looks. What promoted David was his gift of slinging the stone that defeated Goliath. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? When he was a teenager, he spent hundreds of hours practicing in the shepherd's fields. You could have thought, he could have thought, God, what good is this talent? It's never going to take me any place. Do not despise small beginnings. Come on here, somebody. But David, was faithful to develop the gift he had. You just can't sit on your gift. Too often we put others on a pedestal, but God has put greatness in you. He's given you gifts. He's given you creativity and dreams. He created you to leave your mark on this generation. There's something significant about you, something that will cause you to stand out. There's something God has given you that may seem ordinary, but when God breathes on it, you will be promoted beyond your talent. You'll go places where you didn't have the experience to go.